This is the lab where Rachel Delston now works, at Confluence Life Sciences, a drug discovery company. But before she landed her job at this St. Louis biotech startup just a few weeks ago, Delston was a postdoctoral researcher at Washington University.
I was working on breast cancer, and I was really trying to answer one of the biggest questions in cancer research today.
Which genetic mutations drive the formation of tumors and could be good targets for anti-cancer drugs? Delston says her research was going great. She was about 2.5 years into what was supposed to be a 5-year project.
So you're really just at the heart of the project, right in the middle of it, right in the thick of it, and it was a real shock to get laid off.
Delston lost her job because the National Institutes of Health didn't renew the grant that was supporting her research. Her former boss, Washington University cancer biologist Jason Weber, blames sequestration for the loss of funding. He had the bad luck to have all three of his federal grants come up for renewal this year. None of them got funded.
I had to let go of some folks, and I had to let go of some science.
6 months ago, Weber's lab supported about a dozen researchers and graduate students. Now he's down to fewer than half that. He says Delston's research was just hitting its stride. They were getting ready to test some of her findings in cancer patients and were working with a pharmaceutical company on a potential new treatment.
Well, now we can't do any of that. She's gone, and the science is gone. Because I don't have anybody to work on it.
It's really a brutally competitive business right now.
Raymond Tate is the vice president for research at St. Louis University. He says it's been increasingly difficult for researchers to get federal grants. And even those who get grants are getting less money than they counted on.
I've talked with some folks who are successful businessmen who are astounded and frankly laugh when they hear about the amount of work that scientists are willing to do to get a level of funding that they believe amounts to something akin to crumbs.
Jennifer Lodge, the associate dean for research at WashU's School of Medicine, says between the continuing resolution and sequestration, federal funding for medical research is down about 10% this year compared to 2012. And she says the decline in government support is nothing new. The budget for the National Institutes of Health has been stagnant for the past 10 years.
That's caused a reduction in buying power of about 25% over the decade. And so that means we're doing 25% less research than we were doing a decade ago. And that's very, very discouraging for our investigators.
This year, the sequester required the more than 24 federal agencies that fund academic research to reduce their spending by 5 to 7%. Some of the agencies have responded by cutting the budgets of existing grants. Others are making fewer new awards. Some, like NIH, are doing a little of both. In St. Louis, Washington University, St. Louis University, and the University of Missouri-St. Louis all get about 3/4 of their research funding from federal sources. The sequestration cuts have hit scientists in every field, from medicine to engineering to ecology. And almost every researcher I talked to for this story had one thing in common. They were less concerned about their own research than they were about their students.
As a researcher, as a professor, you're almost like a parent.
Washington University computer engineer Victor Grueff says thanks to sequestration, he lost an Air Force grant that had been funding 2 PhD students in his lab. Now he's scrambling to find other ways to support them.
Right, because you realize, you know, if they're not able to finish, they're missing out a lot of opportunities.
University of Missouri-St. Louis plant biologist Elizabeth Kellogg says all the uncertainty about funding is making some students rethink their career paths.
I think they see faculty members spending more and more time writing grants, you know, trying to get funding, trying to keep things running. And, you know, I think the students do start wondering
whether a career in academic research is really worth it. But UMSL's vice provost for research, Nasser Arshadi, says maybe the picture for U.S. science isn't as dire as it sounds.
Federal funding for research is not the only source of funding.
Arshadi, who's an economist, says the U.S. invests about $400 billion a year on research. Only about 1/3 of that comes from the federal government. The rest, Arshadi says, is funded by industry.
I think it's perhaps time for university researchers to get used to the idea of trying to collaborate perhaps more effectively with industry for some of their research. That's basically an untapped area.
I think that's a little naive.
At least, says WashU Research Dean Jennifer Lodge, when it comes to medical research.
Pharmaceutical firms have been around for a long time, and what we've seen them doing over the past decade is actually cutting their research budgets. They are not investing more and more in research. They're investing less and less.
She says scientists in St. Louis are only too aware of that trend. The pharmaceutical company Pfizer eliminated hundreds of research positions here in 2009. Former WashU postdoc Rachel Delston says she feels lucky to have gotten a job at a St. Louis-based company doing research on cancer. But she says maintaining funding for academic research is crucial.
Because a lot of the work we do in industry is based on findings that were discovered in academia.
And Delston says, without that academic research to build on, many of the life-saving drugs and treatments developed by private industry might not exist. I'm Veronique LaCapra, St. Louis Public Radio.